these words, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Then in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 18th verse, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Today, it's Mother's Day. But it takes a village. Mothers didn't do it all on their own. There were fathers, there were grandparents. And so this message today is in honor of mothers. But I think it's a word for the house. And so for a sermonic topic, there's power in prayer. Hashtag prayer. Works. Look at the person next to you and say, prayer works. Look at the person on the other side in case they didn't hear you and say, prayer works. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm a pastor, a friend, a neighbor. I'm a nurse, an educator. I'm a woman, and I believe in prayer. When I look back over the past 79, soon to be 80, good God. I'm getting ready to put an 8 in front of it. Good God. When I look back over those years, I can say without hesitation, God answers prayer. I can say that as a matter of fact, prayer changes things. Can I get a witness? Is there anyone out here who can actually say, no, prayer doesn't mean anything to me? That's what I expected. But is there someone out here who can say, prayer changes things? Prayer works. I don't care what you went through, whether you went through it by yourself, or what, but prayer was the essence, and prayer works. What is happening to our world? We are living in some of the most critical times. I see you shaking your heads because you know it's true. From the White House to the courthouse to the Capitol to the schoolhouse to the grocery store to the subway, it's critical. When I was looking at the statistics of what the ratio is now for homicides in the DMV, it's escalated to way out of control. There is not one day, not one day, even on Easter Sunday, not one day that there is not a report of somebody being killed. Somebody shooting somebody. And then we got young folks going into schools and deciding they're going to become vigilantes. Going into schools with guns and weapons of destruction and killing people. Going into the mosque. Going into the sanctuary. No regard for human life. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's critical times. And it's time for what? Prayer. We've been too complacent too long. Too complacent too long. We are letting folks get away with stuff that God is not pleased. There's no way that God is pleased. He said, if my people who are called by my name, what? Would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. Then you hear from heaven. Church, it's time for prayer. It's praying time and we need some mothers. We need some mothers' prayers. My mama was a praying woman. Their grandmama was a praying woman. There was not a time, even when she was whipping my behind, she said, this hurts me more than you. I didn't understand that. So therefore, I tried it on him, and he didn't understand it either. It worked, you know. But I recall when it was a critical time for Pastor, and I called his grandmama. And you know the James Cleveland song, say, I got to go in my prayer closet. She went in her prayer closet, and by the next morning, the hospital called and said, come get your child. Prayer works. So I got some questions for you. First question is, how do you pray? Second question is, when do you pray? Third, where do you pray? And then the fourth one, how long do you pray? How do you pray? Do you pray just for yourself? Lord, bless me, that's all I can see. Or you pray for someone else, God bless us too, that'll do. Or you add somebody else, God bless me and my wife, my son and his wife, us four and no more. How do you pray? When do you pray? When something's going wrong? Or is prayer a daily part of your being and your fiber? Do you just pray because the only way I can get through this is well, I guess I need to pray? Or do you pray because this is your communication time with a God who loves you and who's waiting to hear your prayer? Now, where do you pray? And that's always a good one. Is it in the morning when you're in bed and you're still trying to wake up and the covers are still over your head and you say, well, they said if I say thank you, Jesus, that's a prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Or do you pray when you are in your car? I have persons who say they have music that is tuned in and this is their time to have quiet time. On the subway, kind of hard, but if you've got special earphones, that's your time, I'm not taking it away from you. How long do you pray? Popcorn prayer? Real long prayer? Fall asleep while you're praying? It is not the quantity of the time. It's your quality time. And God deserves quality time. So keep those thoughts in mind. Ask those questions. Answer honestly. And remember this. The power of the prayer does not rest in the person praying. But the power rests in the God to whom we pray. I'm going to say it again. I think you can write that down. Okay. The power rests in the God to whom we pray. 1 John 5th chapter 14th verse tells us, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him according to his will. His will. Thy will be done. Okay. In the bestseller book, and if you don't have it, it'll be on sale after church. In the bestseller book, Press Pray Now, by this gifted author, the Reverend Bill Lee, the cited scripture in the NLT version for day 31 is, seek the kingdom of God above all things and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. The author adds this quote, out of every relationship we will ever have in this life, our relationship with God matters the most. So for the next few moments, I want to share with you three things: the power of prayer, the contagiousness of prayer, and the revelations of prayer. Hang in here with me now. See, now, Phil, I'm sorry. It wasn't one of those that you're going to, oh, yeah, that's right, jump up. It wasn't one of those that you're going to be hitting in the band or whatever, but just be on point, okay? All right. At the beginning of the Lenten season, pastor asked the church to do what? To fast and pray. And we picked Monday and Wednesday, 6 hours each day, until he presented at the T.D. Jakes Pastors and Leaders Conference in Tampa. And God showed up in a powerful way. But we didn't stop there. Pastor extended the prayer fast, and now I'm beginning to lose weight. Pastor extended the prayer fast to Pentecost Sunday. But we didn't stop there. Reverend Bill started the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 a.m. morning prayer call. How many on that morning call? We got close to over 100 people on that morning call. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 o'clock. And we have witnessed testimony after testimony how God has been answering mothers' prayers, families' prayers. Baby Keon with a successful heart surgery that ended 5 hours earlier than scheduled. Baby Phoenix, who is thriving off of the respirator, for those who were still trying to tell the mother that she wasn't going to make it over a day. She's still here. Namir, the little gladiator. If anyone can go through what that young man is going through, but he is a gladiator. There's power. There's power. And then we ask for comfort for those who lost loved ones. And we also ask for increased health status for those who had emotional and mental health needs. We're talking about the dementias, the Alzheimer's, the bipolars. Those are real. They affect families. And persons no longer are themselves. And so the power of prayer keeps them connected. I'll tell you about my mother. My mother ended up going into dementia. My mother took me through. Kids say, if anyone took me through, my mom took me through. But it was so funny. It got to the point that I would have to take my sons or my husband with me when I go to visit my mom. I'm going over there to clean the house or cook or just to be there with her. And verbally, she would abuse me. And I'll never forget. One time she said something and Bill said, oh, no, Grandmama, you can't talk to my mama like that. And she said, you're right, son. That's right. Don't you let anybody ever talk to your mama like that. But she had not lost the connection of prayer. If you couldn't reach her any other way, if you said, Lord, have mercy, she changed. I went to my doctor's office. That was last Tuesday. I had on my shirt, can I pray for you? And so I'm standing there with my shirt on. That's okay. And this young man, who was one of the doctors there, came out and he said, and I'm looking around to see who he's pointing to. He said, yes, you can. I said, yes, I can. Then I realized I had on the shirt. Oh, okay. So I'm out in the waiting area. So I said, well, give me your hands. What you want me to pray for you for? And so I was getting ready to start praying. Then from behind the desk, one of the nurses said, wait a minute. So I said, oh, okay. So I said, well, it's getting kind of crowded out here in the waiting room. And thank God there was nobody in the waiting room but us. But we went behind the desk. And so I was getting ready to start with those two. And then the receptionist said, you ain't leaving me out. I said, okay. We began to pray. And we prayed. And we prayed for that office. And we prayed for those individuals. And when the prayer was over, I looked and there was five of us instead of four. Prayer is contagious. Prayer is contagious. But you got to be willing to be contagious and be an agent of prayer. You got to be willing to say, if I've got this on, then I mean it. I'm not just wearing it because it looks good. I've got it on because I believe that prayer works. And yes, I'll pray for you anytime. Take it with me wherever I go. Prayer works. So I'm almost there. Finally, last Sunday, Pastor shared with the church that Reverend Dr. Nancy had been invited to the UK and that I was going to be presenting in a 3-day conference to the folks over there in the United Kingdom. And you as a church, because you're so beautiful, you stood up, you gave a standing, you know, you just were so excellent. I had ministers come. I said, okay, Reverend Doctor, let me see how much it's going to cost, because you know I'm going with you. I said, you go. Yeah, oh no, you're not going to be there by yourself. I'm going with you. Sister Mary Walton, I don't know if she's here, but she said, oh yeah, there she be, there she is. That's my sorrow. She said, oh no, you know you're not going by yourself. Just find out what the cost is going to be, and we're going to start setting up our reservations. And I walked away so very, very grateful for a church that had that kind of love. So we went home. Now, Pastor, yes, that's right. You know, sometimes I don't get it all together. Okay, so Pastor called the church to extend the prayer from Pentecost to June 19th, which means we would be back from the UK. Did you hear what I said? He asked you, the church, to extend the prayer to cover me, just like we covered him in Tampa, to cover me in the UK. Amen? You hear what I'm saying? Watch this. So later last Sunday evening, Pastor and I were online to finalize the documentation and the visa application. Now, there's something about when you're in a relationship with God. There's just something about it. Some things you said, this is too, if it looks like it's too good to be true, check it out. It could be too good to be true. Okay. But they told me to pay for the visa. At first I said, why should I pay? But then when I saw how much they was planning on giving me as an honorarium, and when I converted the British pounds into American dollars, I said, oh, yeah, I can pay for that visa. Yeah, no problem. So we went into the final preparation in my computer room. And we had gotten to almost the end until we reached the portion that gave the payment for the visa, which read, make payment to PayPal. And then the name of the agent who was listed to make the payment to. PayPal? A government agency? You making payment to PayPal? Pastor immediately said, let's stop right there. Something is not hitting me right. Did I say make God the first choice And he will give you everything that you need. He'll give you discernment. And he will give you revelation. And less than 6 hours later, from the time that you were asked to pray for me, we discovered a scam. Yes, a scam. And from that, we put the ball more into motion. Pastor got in touch with, I had a booking agent. I'm sorry, I meant to tell you all. You know, since I was getting that huge honorarium, I figured I could have a booking agent. So this person who had been working with me since the beginning went even further to find out that the name that we had as the primary sponsor wasn't even at that church. Church, didn't I tell you it's praying time? You don't know what scams are out here. And scams are not just online. Scams can be on your job, in your relationships, in your family. So you have to be close enough to God that he will reveal it to you, and he will never let you fall into something without making it known. So I give God all the honor and the praise. I thank God. Was I angry? Yes. Am I human? Yes. Did I feel violated? You doggone straight. But what did it say that we need to do? Keep your hand in the hand of the man. Maintain relationship. Never get too comfortable without checking it all out. So I saw on your faces, I'm sorry, Cosette, we're not going to UK. We'll go to the British Embassy. That was what God gave me. Because someone came in here today. You came in here maybe figuring, oh, it's Mother's Day, I'll go with my mother or someone, but it's a setup. You needed to be here today. You needed to hear that there's a God who loves you, but you need to keep that relationship with God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything will be added unto you. Someone today needs to There's an old song. And it goes, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I proved him o'er and o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Tears so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word. Just to know that he'll be with you. We'll be with you. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust. just Jesus. Oh, for grace. Let's stay right there. Oh, for grace. When everything is going crazy. Oh, for grace. My body's racked with pain.
Oh, for grace.
Losing my mind up in here, up in here.
Oh, for grace.
Ain't got a cent to my pocket.
Oh, for grace.
My health is all jacked up.
Oh, for grace.
To trust him.
To trust him more.
Give God some praise in this house. Give God some praise in this house. Give God some praise in this house. Thank God for a God that hears you. Thank God for a God that believes in you. Thank God for a God that will take you through. Thank God, Monique, it's gonna be all right. Thank God, thank God. Them children, they got it. It's gonna be okay. Thank God, because God is a healer. God is a way maker. God can do the impossible. There's nothing too hard with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You see, I came in here today and I was wondering, God, what do you want me to tell? And I kept struggling with it. And then after hearing that sister there give the 8 o'clock service, I said, oh, Jesus, I'm not going in the right way. Then I talked to my second child there, and he said, Mama, do what you do. Let God take care of it. And so that's what I did. You understand what I'm saying? God is a way maker. There's nothing too hard for God. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Let God come into your house. Let him come into your home. Let him come into your job. Let him come into your heart. But God is able to do more than we could ever expect. Give God the glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's gonna be all right. Woo! It's gonna be all right. 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 Whatever it is, put it in God's hands. I don't even know what it is, but God's got it. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I would be remiss because somebody came in here. And you're not leaving before you let God take control. Somebody, let's stand all over the congregation. Stand all over the congregation. Stand all over the congregation. If you're physically